Jazzy Adine.
How you doing?
Great.
Yeah. Is the rainstorm going in LA?
Oh, yes, it is. You missed out. It was, where I live, West Hollywood, it wasn't that bad. I mean, there was raining, but like other parts were like flooded.
Oh, wow.
But you look good. What was you auditioning? You always have an audition.
I always have an audition. Thank you. I'm so grateful.
I was thinking this should be called Shazia's Auditions. And we just talk about your auditions every week because you always have an audition.
I had three yesterday and one today, and I have one waiting. I've been putting that one off because it's just really meaty and like it's a series regular. And so it's just a bigger one. So I'll do that one after everything's done.
I know you
but
don't.
I have like commercial auditions I had to turn in between yesterday and today.
It's funny. I went to Wood Ranch Grill and there was a young girl there. She wasn't that young. She was like 30. And we were just talking. And it was like typical actress who came to LA. And I was like, oh my God, so many people move here. And you just forget. You don't forget. You're constantly reminded of just people who come to LA to follow their dreams.
Yes.
Like somebody once said, LA is Vegas for your dreams. Like you're just gambling.
Totally. But harder.
Oh yeah. Yeah, way harder, I think.
Were you at Wood Ranch in Agoura Hills?
I was at Wood Ranch in Burbank.
Okay. I used to live by the one in Agoura Hills.
I thought you were going to say you worked at Wood Ranch. You were a waitress there.
I've never been a waitress. I think I would suck.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like I don't know that I would be. I would probably get involved with too many conversations with the people at the table.
I would say you probably get hit on a lot by guys. And I feel bad for waitresses because they probably do in general. It's like you're somewhat attractive looking and you got to like, it's almost like a low grade strip club. I'm not saying waitresses are strip clubs, but like you almost like entertain it just so you can get a better tip. Oh, thank you so much. And you're like, I'm never going to see this dude again in 20 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to put on the charm. But if you're naturally a social person, then, and you're really good at, you know, being fast and on your feet all day, then it's a great job. I mean, my friend works at a restaurant in LA and she says another waiter that works with her just left his corporate job because he makes more money in tips than he did working his corporate job 9 to 5. So yeah, he's super happy. In LA, I think waiters, they do pretty well.
They do. They do. In fact, I went to this fancy LA restaurant. There was a guy there and he has been there like a fixture in that restaurant. I looked him up and he's like famous there because must be paying him obscene amounts of money because it's just a high-end waitering job.
Yeah, and the bartenders in LA make a really good living.
Yeah, they're like cardiologists here in LA, driving Lambos.
Exactly. Yeah, they've got like coffee cans filled with cash, from what I understand. This is my Valentine's Day red for our podcast.
What are you going to do? Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Did you really wear red? There's no way you planned for that. I never plan anything. I'm just like, all right, let me put on my jacket.
No, I wore this for my audition. And then I just thought, oh, it's Valentine's Day this week. And I feel like no one's making a big deal of it this year. You know, like as far as marketing and advertising and the Hallmark stuff, like nobody cares that it's Valentine's Day anymore. Do you think it's a dying holiday?
I mean, it's dying in my house for sure.
It died
a long time ago.
I mean, like even at my kids' schools, like, you know, when I was little, Valentine's Day, my mom had to buy all those like cards that you ripped apart and you wrote everyone's name and you made a little like baggie full of those heart candies and you took it to school for everyone. Like, I'm not hearing about that with my kids' school.
Maybe it's time for you to, it's like a Hallmark movie. You re-energize the Valentine spirit in Texas.
I'll take it.
Everyone loves each other. Has it always been a big deal for you coming up as a supermodel? in Los Angeles. The people, I mean, did you make a big deal of it with your boyfriends coming up?
No, I almost, well, I just don't like to be out when everyone is out. I'm not like a day of going out to a restaurant, being with the big crowds and having the set menu. If we do something great, if it's low key, better. If it's just a sweet little exchange of something that's meaningful, I like that. But yeah, I'm not a big Valentine's Day gal.
Okay, is that the truth? Because honestly, because I feel like girls do say that, but then if you don't do anything, they're like, yo, where are the flowers? Where's the something, something? And you're like, you
I
just
think that
told
when
me.
you're I think when you're first dating someone and you have your first few Valentine's days together, it's really important to celebrate them in some way to acknowledge it because you are in this new relationship and you want to celebrate love when everyone's celebrating it. But I think as time goes by, you become less about the frilly stuff and more just about the connection. But yeah, for you, if you're dating someone, you should be probably making a big deal of it. Same
Well,
with birthdays, your first, you know.
oh my God, I'm the worst. One time I forgot this girl's birthday. I felt so bad. I'm so selfish. But Valentine's Day, man, guys get hammered. And what sucks about it is you've got to make reservations like well in advance. And then when you do get in there, the last one I celebrated was a few years ago with this girl I was just hanging out with. And we had to wait forever. Like they told us to come at like 7. We showed up like 15 minutes early. We had to wait hours still because we were backed up
Yeah.
and the service was bad. And it was like, man, why did we do this? But I just started dating her, so I was like, well, let's go out for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, you kind of have to just go through those motions. And I agree, it sucks. All the crowds, and you never get to pick what you want to eat. It's always like a set menu.
Do you have any special Valentine's Day memories? The best one.
I don't have any Valentine's Day. I loved it as a kid, though. I loved getting the little cards. And then you'd always get one from some boy that you're like, don't know who sent it. And it was just like, I like you. And you're like, who sent this to me?
Or
Sweet moment.
the transgender person who sat next to you.
Could be. Who knows? You're right. Who
Controversial.
am I to assume that it was a boy or a
Just saying, you never know, especially. No, that was a great memory. Well, for me, all childhood memories are wonderful. As I sit here in the solitude.
a magical time, childhood. I think you don't realize it till it's gone.
Was there a special age where you feel like you peaked?
What do you
I guess,
mean?
was there a year that was like, that was Shazia's year where like everything clicked?
In childhood?
You're like, every year clicked.
No, I mean, well, we were immigrants living in Southern California. It wasn't easy. My parents didn't speak English. My siblings were teenagers when we moved to America. I was the only one who really integrated into the American SoCal culture because I was so young when we moved. Childhood was rough for my family. I didn't really know too much. My parents were really good at shielding me from the fact that we didn't come from privilege and that they didn't have much and they were struggling. I wasn't as aware of it as I was later in life, but I would say high school was a really fun time for me. Yeah, it's when I kind of found myself, my groove, like my silliness. I was voted class clown. I was always just having fun, making people laugh. So it was really high school. I had a really fun time in high school.
Were you homeschooled?
No, I
Okay.
went to Chaffey High School in Ontario.
Okay.
It's like the hood. Sorry if anyone's out there from Chaffey, but come on, it was the hood in the 90s.
I'm sure it must have been a scene.
I don't know. What do you mean?
I'd imagine he was like some cheerleader, like Pakistani cheerleaders. Some I don't imagine he's like the class clown. Imagine you like with your hijab like on the field. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I can't help it.
I was on the dance team. I
Okay.
did love dancing. So there you go. I was on the dance team and not a cheerleader at all. But I was really into like vintage clothes and fashion and dancing. And I already knew I wanted to be in the entertainment industry. So my path was going to somehow lead me there. What about you? What was your, when did you peak?
Oh, I can tell you exactly. It was junior year of high school. That's when everything, like, that was the best year of my life, probably. Like,
Why?
I was doing well in school. I was doing well in like sports. Like, I'd made varsity team, and I was just everything was just rocking for me.
Varsity team of what?
Tennis.
Badminton?
I play tennis.
Tennis.
Yeah. So, it was just a good year, and everything has been downhill ever since. But that was a great year. If I can go back and, and my parents were there, everything. It was just a good time.
That's fun. Do you play tennis now?
You know what? I just started playing again, and I'm getting there slowly. And my buddy plays with the number one guy, UCLA, and he hits with them. He's like, "Well, come join us." And I was like, "I'm not there yet. Let me just get a little bit better." Because tennis is a thing where like you get frustrated if the person isn't good. Like the ball doesn't come back to you properly. You're like, "What am I doing here?"
Yeah.
So I haven't played in a year. So I've been playing like once a week. Would you play tennis?
I like playing tennis for recreation. I'm the person you just described. You wouldn't want to play with me. You'll get annoyed. But I could play pickleball because that's like easy, even though there's some people who take pickleball way too serious, like my husband. So yeah.
Well, your husband's a beast, not getting too much into him, but he's very athletic.
Yes, and
He's
competitive.
very jacked, and he's a great guy.
Thanks. He is. Yeah. So he takes pickleball way too serious. Like we have to win. If we're on, it's like, oh great, I'm on his team, but he'll carry the whole game. I don't
Oh,
really
so
need
you
to.
guys do tournaments, you guys play together, pickleball games. That's pretty
We
cool.
play with other couples. Yeah. Indoor pickleball.
Where? There's like a pickleball court. You guys go hustle.
Yeah, there's Paula Pickleball here in Spring, Texas, and then there's the Houstonian down in Houston. It's like a country club, and they have indoor courts.
Country club life. Traded in the auditions from LA, the Mendocino Farms for, I don't know, Texas country clubs. That's great, Shaz. I'm glad you're enjoying your life. Are you going to do
Hey.
anything for the Super Bowl today?
You know, because my husband's from Scotland and he's really into golf and rugby, we aren't like a big football family. So if we get invited and we decide to go to someone's house, then we go. So this year we didn't have any parties to go to. So we're not going to be celebrating the Taylor Swift Bowl.
I don't even know who's playing, honestly.
Yeah. I think Usher and Justin Bieber and Taylor Swift are playing.
Oh, Justin Bieber's added to this stellar lineup.
I heard he's going to walk Usher out. Why is Usher having a revival, by the way? Did you see him in the Skims ad? I was like mildly embarrassed.
No, and I just made an Instagram video actually last week about this, about like they were like, "Hey, I'll just redo the video for you." And they're like, "Usher, good news. We want you to be on Super Bowl." And he's like, "This a prank?" Like, "Nope, we want you to be in it. And by the way, Taylor Swift will be making an appearance." So he's like, "So it's gonna be Usher and Friends?" Like, "No, it's actually gonna be called Taylor Swift and her talented black guy who can dance." So, and he's like, "I'm in."
I think it's actually pretty genius because if you think about the Swiftie fans, the current Swiftie fans are children of women my age. And women of my age were Usher fans when Usher was at his height. So they know that they're trying to say this Super Bowl is the Super Bowl that moms are going to watch with their daughters because of Taylor Swift. So they're entertaining the moms with Usher and the daughters with Taylor Swift. And the women in between get Justin Bieber walking Usher out to introduce him. So there you go. They got the marketing down for all women this Super Bowl. Pretty
That's
genius. But is it genius when we can all read right through it? I don't know.
well, I didn't put that together.
Oh, well, I'm just the genius.
There's the marketing breakdown. And you're right though, it is a family affair. I remember when MIA, that Indian chick, she was like rapping and then she like gave the middle finger to the camera like halfway through, and it's a live broadcast. And so they broke the FCC rules and they were fined to NFL for like, I think it was like 2 million. I think it was 16 million, actually. And so they sued MIA, right? Because they were like, you broke the rules, you broke, probably sign a contract. Because it's such a family-friendly thing, or like when Janet Jackson took off her top or something.
Right. Yes. Controversy, though. Sometimes I wonder if it's all kind of planned. Like, so then everyone's like, oh, I missed it this year. Something's going to happen next year. I better watch.
Absolutely. There's so many things. Do you believe in the Illuminati, first of all? Do you think that's a real thing?
I believe in everything. I think there's truth in everything and every whatever conspiracy theory that's out there. I think that it came about for some reason and that there's some truth to it, but I don't know that anybody truly knows what's happening.
I'm only mentioning because I do think sometimes it's like a smoke screen in Hollywood. And then when you really get into the weeds of Hollywood, so many things happen behind the scenes that we're not seeing.
Totally. Well, I mean, marketing is a huge tool to sway the mind of the public. And if s the powers that be aren't using it, then they're stupid. So, of course, they're using it. That's why we all think alike. That's why everyone's wearing the same fashion, wearing the same hair, using the same products. I mean, they have us totally controlled through media, and they know they can do that. When you look at simple things like what we're all wearing, if we could all be brainwashed into that, what else?
I'm definitely brainwashed. Like those ads come up on my phone. Like if I mention it, if I'm making a phone call, like, hey, you know what? Thinking about this t-shirt. Then the ad will pop up on my phone about that t-shirt. Like, what is
No,
going
you
on
don't
here?
even have to say it. You can think it now. I feel like it's like you think it and it pops up. Advertising to you.
Do you feel
It's
like you're
weird.
subject? You feel like you're subject to online? I mean, you're not online, I guess. So I guess you're not. But do you feel like you're an easy target for advertising?
Yeah.
Me
When I'm
too.
on there, yeah. When I'm on social media, the algorithm knows me very well. You know, it will target me exactly, you know. Cat tennis shoes, and I'm buying them.
What's cat tennis shoes?
Tennis shoes with like little sneakers with cat illustrations on them. I actually bought those.
Is there a company that sells cat tennis shoes?
Yeah. Well, it's not specifically, but they designed them. Yeah.
You want to plug them? Maybe we can get a sponsor.
Want me to go get my cat tennis shoes?
Show me later. I'm very particular about what I put on my feet. I need comfort most of all. So if they're comfortable, I guess. I mean,
They're very cool.
are they shaped like paws, like cat paws?
Oh, I wish. No, they just have, I like vintage retro looking clothing and items. And if they have cats on them, then I definitely buy them. Like I just got a vintage cat purse.
It's safe to say that you have an infatuation with cats, because I feel like.
I do. It's real. Yeah.
You want to talk about where this comes from? The cat?
I think growing up, it was the only pet. I mean, we had birds and then we had cats, but we never had a dog. So I never really bonded with dogs. So I've almost had cats pretty much my whole life. So yeah, that's my cat infatuation.
My brother found a litter of cats outside his place.
I remember when I was on social media and your brother was like, I found all these kittens. I was like, oh, good luck. That's a lot of work.
Well, he gave away most of them. He found homes, but he kept one. And I think, I go over their house and the cat's very friendly. It's very cute. And it's a different energy you get from the cat versus a dog.
Totally. Totally different. My sister has four dogs.
Wow.
So sweet. Love them all. But they don't snuggle with her. So now she's wanting a cat when she sees how my cats are with me. And they're lap cats. They'll just sit in my lap. They'll let me pet them. They sleep with me. If I'm working, they're on my lap. They're just very sweet. They've never been mean. They're just solid. I love my cats.
I did hear this thing though that if you drop dead and you're by yourself, your pets will eat you. There's no,
What?
I've read that somewhere.
No. Depends on what kind of pet you have. If they're starving, why would they eat you?
You're the only food source. So, lesson, if you are living by yourself, always have a bag of Purina or something or tuna fish just lying around. So there's an alternate food source before your dog gnaws off your face.
Your dog, maybe your ferret. Ferrets would eat humans.
I'd like a pet at some point. I don't know when, but I'd like to pull that trigger. But I know there's a lot of commitment too.
So much. You can't, I mean, even when I travel, I have to have someone come and house sit because I'm not going to leave my cats alone. So
Your
either they
daughters and
come,
your husband,
what?
would your family can take care of them.
No, I mean, when the family goes on a vacation.
Oh.
Yeah, we need to have someone house sit when I'm gone. For the cats, not for the house. So, and like when my sister goes out, she always has to be home by a certain time because she's got to let her dogs out. So even if she's going to like Disneyland for the day, she's either got to plan for someone to take the dogs out or she has to be home at a certain time.
I think getting an animal is also a good stepping stone to having a child.
Except a child eventually grows up and an
No, but
animal always needs you. They're like a baby forever.
I'm just saying though, you can stall it because like I've some of my friends are like, we're gonna have a baby, and like, how we get a dog? I'm like, okay. And then the dog's like there for like a year or two, and you're, that'll buy you some time. These are guy tricks.
I
I mean,
like it. Okay, guy tricks.
you can go with
Get
a
a dog.
goldfish, but mostly you get a dog.
Yeah. Goldfish isn't going to take away baby fever. A puppy might, a small dog might.
Did you have baby fever at one point?
No, I feel like it all just happened at the right time, the way it was supposed to. Was unplanned, but definitely welcomed. But no real baby fever.
How come people's lives happen the way they're supposed to? Like, am I the only person who's living this wacko life still? Like, I've been waiting for things to happen the way they're supposed to. Somebody told me yesterday, they were like, the right girl will come into your life when she's supposed to come. Like, but you have to be aggressive about it too. You can't just be sitting back and doing nothing.
No. Well, it doesn't work that way. You have to think it, believe it, know it, and then be open to it. So you have to like walk towards it without desperately wanting it, without having a like a begging or an anxiety around it. It needs to be like a calm, cool, collected knowing, and then you walk towards it. Or it's when you're not looking at all. Sometimes for me, I was coming out of a relationship. I wasn't looking to get into another one when I met my husband.
You
The
wanted to.
first thing I told him, Stuart and I went on a date, and I said, "Listen, I'm not looking for a boyfriend. I'm not the girl for you." That is what I told him. Then I married to him like a year later.
Every guy wants to hear that. I'm not, you're not the guy for me.
Yeah.
You told him the first date?
Yep.
Hilarious. Where was your first date at? Do you want to share that romantic story?
The first real date was in Seal Beach, and I shared we shared a donut on the beach and just watched the waves, and super simple.
Oh my God, Stuart, dude.
What?
Shared a donut.
A claw.
See, there's a lesson here
Bear
because
claw.
these simp guys will take a girl out and spend a shit ton of money, and you don't have to.
No.
Like, just buy them a donut and take them to the beach and build them a sandcastle, and you're good. If she
Yep.
stays with you, that means she has some genuine interest.
Yeah, well, I was interested in being his friend. I really liked him, but I didn't think I was in any place to be in a relationship. And it just didn't seem plausible. He lived in San Francisco. I lived in LA. He worked in finance. I worked in entertainment industry. I was coming out of a relationship and I was heartbroken. I had no idea that it would turn into what it did, but it was meant to be.
I'm always interested from the girl's perspective. From a guy's perspective, I don't have a lot of friends who are girls, honestly. Like even like you're in Texas, I'm in California, but like I have friends, but I don't hang out with them. You know what I'm saying? Like it's even I got a buddy and I'm always at his house and he's got a wife and they're always like, oh, just come over, you know, like hang out. And I told my friend, I will never go to your house if you're not there. You know, I'll never just spend time there because I just feel like it's inappropriate. And I feel like no good can ever come out of that if you're just hanging out with some random dude. Because I feel like both guys and women are manipulative and they're calculating and they know there's always somebody's attracted to the other.
I think it's tricky to have friends of the opposite sex. I do think there's always usually something involved, especially in a certain age group. But I don't know. Also, just depends where you're at in life. But yeah, I think it's awkward too. I don't just hang out. I don't think I have any guy friends that I really just hang out with other than us hanging out on this Zoom call once a week.
Yeah.
But there was a time I had many guy friends, many, many guy friends.
I'm telling you, they were waiting. They
You're
were
right.
waiting for Shaz to open the drawbridge and for them to assail you with their cavalry. I swear to God, every guy knows this trick. I've done it to myself. You wait, and the boyfriend breaks up. And they're like, you're the rebound. Hey, what's up? Hey, I've been here. Ta-da. Oh my God, Darn. You're always here for me. I know. Let's get a drink.
Talk
This
it out.
your breakup. Yeah. That's what it is.
You're right. That's what it is. And sometimes it works and you get right in there and it all works out.
Doesn't work out though.
If the girl is smart, I think that I've had many friends where I'm like, dude, the guy you should be with is your friend, that guy that you're saying is just your friend. He's really good for you. He's a good guy. He's solid. He's been there. You get along, but she doesn't want him. It's too easy. And it's like, I can see it. I can see it's the perfect match for you, but you can't. Okay. Then you're gonna miss that. You're gonna miss it.
I think you're right about being open. I'm not really open like that anymore.
Yeah, you have to be open on top of all of it.
I feel like everybody's has a ulterior motive to some extent, you know, especially as you get older, everyone's looking for
Well, you live in
something.
LA.
Yeah. No, I think it's a widespread thing. I'm sorry. I think it's a widespread thing. I think people are always looking to upgrade in all facets of life. Let's end on a negative note. I feel like people are just constantly looking to better themselves through other people sometimes.
Well, that's a terrible place to look to better yourself.
Yeah, it is, but unfortunately, that's humanity. Like it's a survival instinct almost.
I don't know. Depends where you're at on your spiritual journey.
I'm sorry, country club Shaz. That's what the normal people here in who are living on the farms as they drink this espresso machine. By the way, I use a metal straw
I
because
was just gonna say, are you drinking your iced coffee through a giant straw?
I'm still like, even
Are
though I
you
don't
bleaching your
bottle,
teeth and you don't want to get your teeth stained, so you gotta use a straw? Is that what it is?
I have all these bad habits from being a model from 20, being 25, and I can't drink anything without a straw. It's like these weird habits that you build into your system.
I have this crystal water bottle that has a rose quartz inside of it. I'm in my rose phase of life. I like everything roses, essential oil rose. I use this laundry detergent that is rose. Oh my gosh, it is so beautiful, this laundry detergent. Yeah, I have rose lotion.
Chesty, can I just say this? I'm being dead serious. You could easily be a QVC host. Easily.
Auditioned for that like twice.
Okay, how far did you go?
The self tape. Audition for it films in Florida. They will want you, that one of their requirements is that you move to Florida.
Right, so I tested for QVC.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God, this is a long story. I auditioned twice. One, I didn't go anywhere. And the second one, I auditioned for, I got not test, I had a call back for the execs. They're all there on the Zoom call. And you have to move to somewhere in Philadelphia, I think.
Oh, right. There's that one too. Yes. Okay.
So that's the main one, QVC, and then HS, whatever the hell, Home Shopping Network, which is owned by them, is in Florida. I forget exactly. Winter Park, Florida.
Yep.
They told me that I had to move, and I was game. I was like, my career is done here in Hollywood, anyways. I'll go wherever. And I this is such a sad story, but like I had my big audition like a month before my mom passed, and I was like dealing with that and this and. And I didn't get it, but I was so in my head because like everything was like falling, like my whole world was like collapsing. But I did learn a lot going through that whole process. And hearing you pitch that rose thing, man, I was thinking QVC. You should just, if you ever want to do that, I mean, I know you'd have to move. You probably don't want to move somewhere, but they pay pretty well and you get to be on TV and you'd rock it 100%.
Yeah, I've tried. I'm down.
Well, you'd have to move. I don't know if Stuart wants to move to Philly or Florida, but you guys would fit in
Not
Florida.
Philly. Well, Stuart's just opening a new office for his company in Orlando, so he's
Oh,
back.
really? Wow. Are you going to move to Orlando, you think?
No. And my kids are doing so well here. I really love Texas. For right now in my life, it's a really good match. I mean, my heart's always going to be in California. I love California. I love SoCal. But for where I'm at in life and raising my kids, this is where I'm supposed to be.
There you have it. Life rolling the red carpet. It'll just happen to you magically if you just believe and think.
And be open. I
Open.
was open. If someone would have told me the year before I moved to Texas that, hey, you're going to be moving to Texas and starting your life there, I would have thought you've lost your mind. But when it came up and the opportunity arose, I was like, you know what? Why not try it? I can always go back. I can always move back to LA, but I can't ever try this again. So the timing's right and I tried it.
Yeah, that's so one thing about you, Shaz. You always like try different things, which I always respect. Like you moved to like Switzerland, right? Weren't you there in Switzerland,
Yes.
Texas,
Vancouver,
North
try it.
Hollywood? North Hollywood, you were there.
Yes, North Hollywood, Marina
Cocktail
Del
store. Silver
Stover Lake.
Lake. She's been all over the place.
Know, yeah, all over the place. Silver Lake, Toluca Lake, Marina Del Rey, and Agoura Hills. That's so LA. People are like, what is wrong with them?
I say a joke like that. I'm like, I'm not dating anyone in a, I'm not in a long distance relationship. Long distance like Santa Monica. Like I am not gonna go on the 10 West. Nope.
Is long distance. Imagine you dating someone who lived in Pasadena. I mean, how is that even going to work?
Oh my God. I once went out with a girl from like, She was in Marina del Rey or something. I was like, Jesus Christ. I was like, it took me like 35, 40 minutes to go out
There's
there.
no good way. There's only one road into Marina del Rey, and it's always full of traffic.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. It was not the best. So now I'm very selective. Even on my Hinge profile, I'm like, what's your zip code? That's a big thing.
LA problems.
Yeah, LA problems. Shaz, always great talking to you.
You too.
Good luck with your auditions.
Thanks. I hope
Catch
my.
her on the Descendants and
Yes, catch me as Princess Jasmine on the Descendants 4.
QVC coming up 2024. And
If they want it, I'm here. QVC, let me know. Talk to me. Talk to my people.
All the Valentine's commercials to see her with her red dress.
Yes. This is my audition shirt. Do you see why it works?
Yes.
It's pops. It pops off this like dark background. You got to think about that when you're doing a self-tape. How am I going to pop? How's this tape going to pop?
And Shaz can also help you with your auditions. Shaz, great seeing you, and we will talk soon.
All right. Bye.